Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
It's Friday. I'm glad to have you aboard Free For All Friday. That hotline number is 888-900-9966. It's amazing. The media is so poorly thought of in some places, you can literally dropkick one of them and still win an election. Greg Gianforte, the Republican that garnered all that national attention for body slamming a reporter from the extremely left-leaning Guardian newspaper, wins easily a walkaway, 25,000 vote win over his challenger, Rob Quist, the Democrat. About 51 to 44%, it looks like to me, most of the precincts reporting now. I used to work in Bozeman, Montana. I used to live in the Gallatin Valley, so I reached out yesterday and found Dominic Brascia from KMMS Bozeman. It's a sister station, if you will, to this one right here that I'm sitting in. Dominic, welcome to the program.
Hey, great to be here.
Hey, glad to have you aboard. Now, we talked a little bit yesterday. You're not from Bozeman, correct?
How can you tell? Is it my accent?
It could be. It could be a dead giveaway. It sounds more like Long Island than or, you know, Brooklyn.
Well, I chose Bozeman. So this would be a nice place to live.
It is.
Beautiful. But it's a little hard. In the beginning, people are like, you're not from Bozeman. You don't talk like us.
Well, that's true. Hard. But here's what I was thinking about. It's like, you know, somebody picking up and slamming a reporter sounds like something you would see, you know, in Brooklyn or the Bronx, where you're from. Nothing that would happen in Bozeman. I mean, Bozeman's a quiet, nice little cow town.
Now, I got to ask you, because this term body slamming, to me, it reminds me of in wrestling when they pick somebody up over their head and throw them down to the mat.
Yes.
Is that what we're saying Greg Gianforte did?
There's no way that happened. I was thinking about the same thing, Dominic. You're exactly right. No, he did not pick him up and do him a big old souple, which is what they call it in wrestling in high school, and bring him over his head and slam him to the ground. I don't think that happened, no, because the kid would have been in an ambulance not talking and making comments about his broken glasses. I mean, I think he was pushed down. I don't know. You were there. What are you hearing?
Well, I hear that, first of all, Greg apologized last night when he won the election here, and he won it because I think the people were calling here like crazy yesterday. 95% of my callers were saying, hey, the press is out of line. He did that. Okay, we can forget him and move on. We don't want to vote for a guy, this Quisp guy, who is like pro-abortion and pro everything that we're not for here in Montana.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. You got your pulse there, and you've lived in New York and New Jersey and California. You've been a lot of the liberal hotbeds. So yeah. It's kind of a culture shock for you to be in Bozeman, as far as, you know, a different clientele, if you will. But what is the support for Donald Trump there? You know, we're 135 days in or whatever it's been, and he's getting bashed by the national media every day. But here in Michigan, where we sit out here and we're not, you know, in Manhattan or D.C., it seems to me the support for Donald Trump remains very strong. What is your sense in some place like Montana?
It does. The support is very, very strong here for him still in Montana. But what I think is happening is the people who are liberal or who are middle of the road, who don't even know much, there's so much negative stuff, negative press, negative this, that, you know, the average person doesn't pay a lot of attention to what's going on in the world. And if they keep hearing this guy, Trump's a liar, he's working as a spy from Russia, so I think it's having more of an effect on the liberals, and it's giving them more ammunition. I've had people calling up saying, listen, Trump's a babbling idiot, and you're a jerk for supporting him.
But what, isn't that what they said before the election in November? I mean, isn't that identical? Trump's a Neanderthal. He's, you know, he's grabbing women. He's sexually assaulting them with his words, and you can never trust this guy, and my children would be ashamed to have him as president, and I have to weep now. So I'm going to go into my cry room. Man, it hasn't changed, has it, Dominic?
Well, no, and especially when you say to these same people who are screaming, did you read Obama's book where he talks about doing cocaine and all the women he had? Why is that okay for Obama and Trump? You know, we want to crucify him.
Well, because it's a double standard. But, you know, you said a moment ago, liberals who don't know much. An oxymoron, I'll give you, but true nonetheless. You see how easy that is?
You know, the thing I started to realize is conservatives, we listen to conservative media, and we can't get away from liberal media. So we have both sides. Liberals don't even know conservative media exists. So all they're getting everything from NBC, CBS, and CNN and all that. So when you tell them there's another side to the story, they look at you and their mouths open like a deer out here. Like, what?
What are you talking about? Yeah, you know, they don't play us in the rooms where they play with Play-Doh. They don't play us in the rooms where, you know, those safe spaces. They don't hear Dominic. They don't hear Gruber. You know, they don't get that, you know? You know, they're in there just making, you know, little, you know, Play-Doh snowmen. You know, they're happy. Life is good for them.
They're happy, and you know they I always think that they mean good. They're just not thinking it through. You know, it's great. Obama just gave a speech yesterday saying all children from the world are our children, and all we got to feed all the children. I'm thinking that's a nice thing to say, but we have to choose in America. Is my child going to be able to eat and get health care and go to school, or is my child going to lose that because we're going to let people in here from every country just waltz on in?
Well, that's the whole conversation, you see. And so there's my concern comes back to the other Republicans that are saying, you know, we don't really want to do tax reform. You know, we're not sure we're going to overturn Obamacare. We're not sure about that southern border. You know, we're not sure about all these things that the president promised. You know, it was nice. It sounded great during the election. Got us all our jobs. We all got here because we voted for that. But, you know, doing the actual work of that, yeah, I don't think so, which bothers
me. Let me ask you a question. Who do you think is worse? The liberal Democrats who just hate Trump, or the Republican turncoats who are saying exactly what you're saying?
I think the Republicans are far worse. We've got them right here in Michigan, I'll guarantee you that. In Montana, you've got a very small crew. You can round them up easily. I got a lot more to deal with here in Michigan. Dominic, I greatly appreciate it. I have to run up against a break here, but thank you. You can come on anytime. Entertaining young man from New York, New Jersey, California, wherever it is you hailed from that dropped into the Gallatin Valley from a spaceship in the middle of Montana. Good fun for you, my friend. Good fun.
Thanks, bro.
You have a good day. Dominic Brascia, everybody. That's KMMS. If you're ever in the Gallatin Valley, headed to Yellowstone National Park, check him out, 1450 a.m. over there. Good conversation. 25 after that. It's going to make me smile for the rest of the day. 25 after, this is the Steve Gruber Show.